Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day. You can't make it on your own. It was this little note I scribbled to myself in the kitchen when I was getting ready for this week's message. And then my husband came through the kitchen and he read it. He brought it over to me like, what's this about? Like as if I was leaving the note for him. You can't make it on your own. There was something about that note that struck a chord with him and not in a good way. I bet you don't like how it sounds either. We're not really taught to believe we can't make it, right? We're taught to believe that we can make it, that we can do anything or be anything if we just work hard enough. Even in the church, even as believers, we're tempted to believe that we can be self-made, that if we just work hard enough, if we just work long enough, if we just hustle long enough, we can have it all. But the truth of the matter is, when it comes to this problem of sin that we're talking about in this message series, we talked about part one last week, the problem of our sin, and this week we're going to talk about part two, what God does with our sin. The truth of the matter is, when it comes to our sin, well, you can't make it on your own. Neither can I. You can't out-hustle your brokenness. The truth is that we have been saved by grace. We needed a Savior. I needed a Savior. You needed a Savior. God did something for us in Jesus that we couldn't do for ourselves. The letter to the Ephesians, the author of that letter says it this way, "For grace you have been saved through faith." And this is not of your own doing. It is a gift of God. Sometimes we take that hustle mindset that's so pervasive in the rest of our lives, and we put that mindset onto God as if that's how God works. But that's not at all how God works. You couldn't out-hustle your brokenness. You needed a Savior. You needed help. I needed help. God did something for us in Jesus that we couldn't do for ourselves. The truth is, we have been saved by grace. God did something for us that we couldn't do for ourselves. The writer of the letter to the Ephesians says, "For grace you have been saved through faith." And this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God. We were saved not because of who we are, but because who God is. God is full of love and mercy for us. God wants a relationship with each of us. And God wants the relationships in our lives and with each other to be full of love. So even though we were stuck in our sin, even though our brokenness cut us off from God and cut us off from each other, even though we could never earn or ever pay back this gift from God, God sent Jesus to be our Savior. And there wasn't any amount of hustle on our part that could have changed the outcome. You know, and that second part of the verse is really important for, you know, maybe some of us type A achiever types to remember. There is nothing that you could have done to earn or deserve this gift of a Savior, this gift of grace. The author of that letter to the Ephesians just declares for us that we've been saved by grace. The Greek is in the passive perfect. That passive tense just underscores how passive we are when it comes to our salvation. And that perfect tense, well, that communicates that our salvation was dealt with in the past, and the effects of it are true in the present and will continue to be true. You have been saved, period. If I was talking just to my youth group, I might say it like this: God loves you. Deal with it. You have been saved. God loves you. You had nothing to do with it. Deal with it. God loves you. Deal with it. God dealt with your sin once and for all on the cross through Jesus. But you and me, we're going to be dealing with what that means for the rest of our lives. What does it mean to be loved like that? How does that make a difference in my life? How does that make a difference in the world? This season that we're in, Lent, these weeks leading up to Easter, well, it's the perfect time to be asking some of these questions again, or maybe for the first time. Because the thing is, we believe that encountering God's love, receiving God's forgiveness in Jesus, makes a difference. We believe it changes everything. The author of the letter to the Ephesians describes that difference like dead coming to life. Like something happens in us when we encounter the love of God, when we really believe that we're loved and forgiven, something happens in us. Something changes. It's like something in us that was dead or dormant comes to life. Back at the end of 2020 at Christmas, Disney Pixar released a new movie. It's Soul. They released it on Disney Plus. Maybe you had a chance to see it too. I won't spoil the movie for you, but I do recommend it. I think it gives great voice and images to some of these questions about life and meaning and purpose. As you might guess from the title, it deals with souls. And there's this place in the movie. There's this in-between place. And it's not a in-between place like where souls don't get to the afterlife yet, but it's this place where lost souls get stuck. And these lost souls, they're living people, they're living their lives, but they've become disconnected from what gives their souls life. All the scenes in the movie that take place in this in-between place, they're dusty and they're dirty and they're dark. They're full of anxious movement that never goes anywhere. I think if we could take a snapshot of our souls, if our souls were like a movie, I think that's what it would look like when we're disconnected from God's love, when we haven't encountered God's grace for us. I think we're probably not looking all that different than those stuck, lost souls. But there's hope. Because it's exactly in those stuck and dark places that Jesus meets us. It's exactly in those moments of hopelessness or wondering or just feeling dead inside. That's exactly where Jesus comes to us. It's exactly where Jesus came to me, and I know it's where Jesus can meet you too. It's always darkest before dawn, but the dawn is breaking. The love of Jesus can find you in the dark, no matter how dark that place is, and the love of Jesus gives new life. So, no, you can't hustle your way out of this one. You can't be your own savior. But here are three things you can do. You can say yes to Jesus. Maybe you've never received that forgiveness for yourself. Maybe you've never let God love you. Maybe you can say yes to Jesus now. You know, there's no perfect way, no one way to do this. You can write a little note. You can say a prayer. You can get in touch with one of the pastors here. It doesn't have to look like something special, but everyone has to start somewhere, and maybe you can start here. You can use words like, yes, and I believe, and thank you. If you have a relationship with Jesus, but maybe you need a relationship with a community that can help you get to experience that love more, maybe it's time to take a next step. And if you feel like Park Ridge Presbyterian Church could be that community to walk with you through life, we want to let you know about a new member class that's happening on Zoom on March 9th. It's a great chance to come and ask some questions about who we are and how being a part of our community could make a difference in your life. And the last thing would be to live by grace. You have been saved by grace, and so God invites you to live by grace. Whether it's at the grocery store or in your own kitchen, be the most forgiving. Be the most generous. Be the most understanding. If you make it your personal life mission to live out of grace, well, then all the people that you encounter, they might start to believe that they can't make it on their own. They don't have to make it on their own. Because of Jesus, none of us have to be out here on our own. If you live out of the grace that God has offered you, more people will start to believe that that's true. More people will start to believe that that's true, and less people will feel alone and stuck in that darkness.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.